This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the lead stories are SIM hijacking can cost you literally millions. Uber is walking away from self-driving vehicles, specifically trucks. WhatsApp gets group video. JPay, have you ever heard of JPay? If you have, we got some interesting things to talk about that. I want to welcome you to episode 1301 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, July 30th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Or you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/GeekNews. You can always pick up Ohana Ware at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, want to give a warm welcome to new listeners to the show. And of course, those of you that are still subscribed, all the longtime subscribers, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Thank you for letting us be off for a week after episode 1300. Nice to be back in the saddle, though. It's been a very, very busy week. Talk about that in just a few moments here. But for those of you that are brand new to the show, those that you have never been to this podcast or never listened to this podcast, or maybe listening to it for the first time as a podcaster from the events at Podcast Movement, welcome, and definitely take some time and get over to geekandcenter.com. Once you're over there, you can subscribe to the podcast right on the right-hand column of the website via Apple Podcasts, on Android, by email, Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, via TuneIn, Spotify, and of course, standard RSS feed. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Just click on the more subscribe options. That'll explain to you how to get subscribed to the show on your mobile device so that you don't miss a single episode of the show. That's the most important here, that we want you to do that. So take time to get over to geekandcentral.com and check everything out. Of course, I do this show live. This show is done every Monday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time at live.geeknewscentral.com. You can join us over there, join the chat room, chit-chat with us as we're doing the show. A couple other places that you can come check out is there's a site that we've launched, and it's a chat, basically a chat site, running a Mastodon, and I'm trying to load it up here. Geeknews.chat is the website, and this is where you can join the Ohana here and have a discussion about what's going on and follow along. So become a member over there. That's another opportunity for you to connect with the audience here and me, of course. So definitely get over the show at geeknewscentral.com daily. Check out the great content. Again, join the chat room. If you want to email me at the show, it's real easy, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Geek News. Of course, you can join our Slack channel as well by sending me an email, say you want to be part of the Slack channel. You can follow on Google Plus or Facebook. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. You can listen at Stitcher.com or Blueberry.com. You can, of course, use a smart home device and either tell your Amazon device, your Google device, or your Microsoft smart home device, using the keyword, tell that device to play the podcast Geek News Central, and that'll get you started. Partner shows over here include the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site by my GNC team, the New Media Show, and the Podcast Legends Show at podcastlegends.com. Of course, this show is sponsored by our good friends over at GoDaddy. This show is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to man and in the universe. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at the show and keeping the lights on, keeping the family fed, keeping the car, gas in the car, everything that goes on there. Oh, that's interesting. I'm glad I do a backup recording of this show, because I was just warned by the TriCaster, you're running low on hard drive space. Don't worry, there is a master going on over here too. So sometimes I have to check that. Hey, but going back to, obviously the GoDaddy sponsorship here is very, very important. And I want you to take time to get over to geekinthecentral.com/GoDaddy. Grab one of my codes, whether it be a 99-cent.com, whether it be a 30% off coupon and new product purchases, whether it be a dollar a month on economy hosting with a free domain for the first year, or 12 bucks get you going, or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again with a free domain, 12 bucks get you going for that first year. $8.49 is what it costs to get a regular.com without any of my coupon codes. So you're really $3.51 and you're up and running with, and that's really, you know, if I'd really back out the domain cost, but again, 12 bucks a year, dollar a month, can't beat that. Just for an idea, something you want to do, definitely check it out. Of course, if you're a business owner, 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. All my codes start with CJC, followed by GNC, whether it be 30, 99, 1HS, WP1, or free, CJC, GNC 30, CJC, GNC 99, CJC, GNC 1HS, CJC, GNC, WordPress 1, WP1. All those codes are available at geekinthecentral.com/GoDaddy. I want to thank you for your longtime support here, GoDaddy. I want to thank all of our listeners for the ongoing support as well. We definitely appreciate your ongoing buying of products and services. Share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. Don't write them on the bathroom wall, but you can share these codes on a community bulletin board. Anywhere that allows you to post them, we definitely appreciate you doing that, except don't post them to online sites. We definitely appreciate you sharing with your friends and family members. geekinthecentral.com/GoDaddy. Okay, so let me get into my short notes here. A little punchy. I'm still, you know, been on East Coast time for a week. So my body is saying, bed, bed, bed. It's 2 a.m. Go to bed. It's not. It's 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. But that's not what my brain is telling me. So just to kind of get you guys caught up, Saturday night, flew out to Philly. Got in Sunday morning right on time. Oh, humidity. What is up with the humidity on the East Coast? Holy cow. It was, you could cut the humidity with a knife. It was, it was juicy. But got into the hotel, met up with Mike Dell. I actually took a nap because I didn't sleep so well coming across the pond. And went over and got some dinner. Monday, we got the booth set up, networked a little bit, went to just right downtown, and it was you know, I first time in Philly in many years, and it was good. It really, really was. We're close to the to some major food venues. Kirk made some recommendations that were perfect. I was walking distance, from much of the stuff that we're doing. But really you're there to do business, right? And, so kicked right off Tuesday with the conference getting started. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, met lots of people, talked to lots of people late into the evening, very short nights, lots of networking. And I did three sessions, one on the state of podcasting, one on my social media strategies, which was, again, another packed house. I needed a bigger room again this year. And then I did a add-on session that I learned about a week before I left for Podcast Movement. It was on the IAB podcast measurement guidelines and talking about the audit and certification process. That went good. But really, the talk of the town was on really two companies. Google Podcast, and the things they were doing. And then one company that is in the space that is being talked about a lot that is attempting to be a disruptor, but have their own issues with terms of service and so forth. So they were being talked about behind the scenes a lot. A lot of fear out there with Google joining the scene, being the 8,000-pound gorilla. But I sat through, of course, I interviewed Zach from Google on the New Media Show. Then I had listened to his keynote, and things matched up pretty close on everything. A few things he said raised my radar just a little bit, but I think I got some follow-up responses that don't have me a little less concerned. But I don't know. We'll see where it leads. So anyway, very full. Late Thursday afternoon. Busted out, went to the airport, flew to Michigan, got into my mom's place about 11 Eastern, crashed, and then hung out with my mom for 2 days. I got to see some family, got to see my aunts and uncles, of course, my mom's brother and then my sister and her kids, they were off camping. So I didn't get to see any of the niece or nephews or my sister. So, two pretty relaxing days in Michigan. And then, back to the airport, Sunday morning, back across the pond, and, got in here yesterday about 2:40, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Shoko picked me up and then we were off and, got home and really kind of chilled. I think I was in bed by 9 Eastern and probably slept a good 6 or 7 hours, but other than that, that's kind of caught you up. Busy day today, email, just all the normal stuff and getting back in the swing of things. So anyway, enough on that. We'll be talking, if you're interested in podcast movement this coming Saturday, we'll probably be on the air for 3 hours just to talk about that. I don't know. We'll see where the numbers fall. But otherwise, let's get into the stack here of stuff I've got for you tonight. I learned something new today. There's something called semi-jacking. And what's brought this to the attention, there's a Motherboard article talking about how hackers stole millions of bitcoins and cryptocurrency by hijacking phone numbers. I didn't even know this was possible, but apparently it's real easy. And it's actually called SIM swapping, or SIM hijacking. And, these folks assume your phone number, at least for a short period of time. They trick your provider into transferring the target phone number to a SIM card controlled by a criminal. And once they get the phone number, fraudsters can leverage it to reset victims' passwords and break into their online accounts. In some cases, this works even if the accounts are protected by two-factor authentication. This kind of attack, also known as port-out scam, is relatively easy to pull off and has become widespread. So, a young 23-year-old was arrested in California, facing 28 charges, 13 counts of identity theft, 13 counts of hijacking, and 2 counts of grand theft. And apparently, after being read his Miranda rights, the individual by the name of, his last name is Ortiz, told investigators that he and his co-conspirators have access to millions of dollars in cryptocurrency. And, but this guy is apparently a prolific SIM hijacker who mainly targeted victims to steal cryptocurrency. But imagine someone got your phone number for just a short while and was able to reset your Gmail password and then get access to your cryptocurrency account and so forth. This entrepreneur ran to AT&T store to get his number back, but it was too late. But they don't know how he is figuring out how to target specific individuals, but it seems to be working out for him. But makes you show that there is weakness in two-factor authentication. Especially when someone gets your phone number and they can text and have a text sent to your phone to do a reset. So for me, I was just like, wow, how do you prevent this SIM swapping or SIM hijacking? Now, the folks at Motherboard have an article that talks about how to protect yourself on this. So I'm going to have this linked up for you to take a look. These are a couple of articles that I found tonight that the Kirk didn't. But anyway, there's some ways to harden your account. And specifically, AT&T allows you to have add a passcode to your account. Verizon Sent now requires every customer have a PIN password as a primary authentication method. And T-Mobile started offering a port validation feature to protect against these hacks, essentially a passcode separate from the user passwords to access the online account. And so this is pretty interesting here. Sprint offers a separate PIN that needs to be provided when doing a SIM swap as well. So call your provider if you have concerns about this. But this seems to be a pretty big deal. All right, Uber's making some changes. The Uber self-driving truck division is dead. Long live Uber's self-driving cars. So Uber is shuttering its self-driving truck units. Basically, a program born out of the company's controversial multi-million acquisition of Otto nearly 2 years ago. They said, we recently took the important steps of returning to the public roads in Pittsburgh. And as we look to continue that momentum, we believe we have our entire team's energy and expertise focused on this effort is the best path forward versus a dual-headed attempt here to get this going. Their Uber Freight, which is a business that helps truck drivers connect with shipping companies, is unaffected by this decision. Uber Freight, which launched in 2017, is designed for vetted and approved drivers can find available loads. So that's going to continue. But the Uber self-driving truck efforts is done. And but that's pretty amazing here. There's a lot of companies still working that. So don't worry, Uber is not the only one. Of course, a little bit of lawsuits going on between Otto and Uber as well that happened there. So anyway, we'll see where this leads. And we'll see what Uber does now with their self-driving vehicle. Do you use WhatsApp? Well, WhatsApp's new group video calling feature is now live. And they announced this back at Facebook's F8 Developers Conference. And that they'd be bringing group calling with both voice and video support later this year. Now WhatsApp says the feature is live for users around the globe on iOS and Android. The group calling feature supports up to 4 people simultaneously regarding where those people are. So that's cool. Now they said it's engineered a feature to work under less than stellar network conditions because WhatsApp is definitely used worldwide. And I mean, WhatsApp. WhatsApp has announced, of course, as well, that it had 1.5 billion monthly active users. So there's quite a few people using it. I even have it installed on my phone. If you know about JPay, you probably know someone that is incarcerated. JPay is a system, and I didn't even know this, but JPay is a private firm. It has basically a tablet type device that allows U.S. prisoners to access portable devices, which can transfer money, download music and games, and exchange communications with family members. So what had happened was JPay got hacked, specifically by prisoners in the Idaho Department of Corrections. They said 364 inmates intentionally exploited a vulnerability to take nearly 225,000 credits, giving themselves each more than $1,000 each, while inmates transferred about $10,000 to other inmates. And basically, the inmates manipulated the JPay system so it would increase the amount of money credited to them. It required knowledge of the JPay system and multiple actions by every inmate who exploited the system's vulnerability to improperly credit the account. Prisoners from 4 state institutions and 1 private prison were discovered to have taken part in the scheme earlier this month. I think more important than this actual this hacking here is what JPay actually does. A JPay tablet, and I was looking at this, again, shopping, games, music, educational material, a calculator, email. So I thought that was, I didn't know this even existed in the, I didn't think inmates had access to devices per se. But I guess times have changed in the prison system as well, where tablets now are being used by inmates. Did you guys know this? What do you think? Love to hear your thoughts. Geeknews@gmail.com. Interesting, they can download games. That kind of surprised me a little bit. But they're not, the tablet pictured wasn't very big. A little, you know, smaller than a, definitely smaller than a modern cell phone screen. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes. MoviePass, oh boy. They borrowed $5 million to keep its service running last week. That does not sound like it's good. They actually, today, the app wasn't available for a while today. So I don't know what the story is here. But I think MoviePass is heading for a failure here very, very quickly. Have you been using your MoviePass? Have you been able to get movies you want to see? Better use them up early this month, because I don't know, or just get in there and get your money's worth, because I just don't know how long this thing's going to be kicking. There are some options out there, and depending on the movie theater you go to, where you have some, potentially some options there. So let me see if I, Cinema, Cinemia, and AMC are both in this market as well. All right, this next article, I was a little bit surprised here about this, and I haven't heard about it. It's called Stemit, S-T-E-E-M-I-T. Stemit is a social network that's been gathering considerable traction in the last few months and now boasts more than 1 million users. It's not like any other social network. It's closely integrated with the STEM cryptocurrency. And you can guess it, it's STEM is part blogging platform, part social network. At most, its basic level, it functions like a like Reddit. You can upvote and downvote, follow topics that interest you, and submit content and discuss posts with other users. So, but you can get paid. You can get paid if the article is popular or you have a lot of reaction to a comment. Which is an interesting move here. They use blockchain, and apparently you still retain ownership of your content. No one can delete it. But more importantly, the blockchain underpins the entire reward scheme. Every day, the blockchain mints new STEM tokens. From the new tokens, 5% goes to people who hold STEM power. 70, I guess that's a ranking. 75% goes into the community pool. And 10% goes to the STEM miners. STEM then divides the community pool between users depending on the popularity of their content. So, sounds cool, but there is some concerns about this. If you want to earn a solid amount of STEM consistently, you need to invest time and effort to grow your following, become known in your part of the community, and develop high-quality content. One particular famous user made $100,000 in a week, but your expectations shouldn't be so high. If you earn more than $500 a month, you're doing really well. As a new user, you shouldn't expect to earn more than a few dollars. Who did get the early reward? Those that started early. Those folks are have a little more access. They have the early adopters collect more and STEM power their votes. Both up and down become more significantly important so they can game the system a little bit. But some STEM users also express concerns about high profile users who hold largest amounts of the STEM token. If they decide to cash out in one go, it could crash the price of STEM in a flash. So just like any cryptocurrency here, it has its issues. So interesting thing to play around with, STEM is the name of the social network site. Next article up there's a men's startup that'd be recommending clothes based on your Spotify data. Eason Triple Threads think men's will be drawn to their favorite artist styles. So if you have a expressed interest and taste in music, I wonder if my, if I like ZZ Top and Queen and all those AC/DC, if I will be prompted to buy outerwear that buy from those artists. Don't know. So Julian Eason is a founder, and again, he sells custom luxury menswear. The company's been around since 2016. It's a unique take and recommendation engine everybody else is using because you can infer a lot from people's music choices. We start with Spotify information to understand the emotions behind your style choices, and we'll eventually get the looks that fit you best. Huh. Once user download the app, it's called Fits. They log into their Spotify account, which gives ETT their listing data. Since Spotify API is open for developers, ETT is not working directly with Spotify, although they say the two companies had conversations. You are then prompted to take a lifestyle question, which provides the company with information like what type of work you're in, what's your skin color, that type of thing. And then they sift through their logarithms and come up with clothes that you should wear. A guy who was born between 1984 and 1988, who likes hip hop and works in tech in San Francisco, probably like clothing that's on trend. And so feed him looks based on that demographic. So what about a dude that was born in the 60s? Do you have a profile for me? Now, these clothes aren't cheap. Suits start at $500 and cap out at $1,000. Shirts are at $149. Woo! Those aren't any target prices, are they? That's not off the rack. Wow, $149 for a shirt? I understand $500 and $1,000 for a suit, but $149 for a shirt? Even real beautiful Aloha shirts top out at about $100. Wow. Okay. Well, these listeners, these Spotify users definitely roll in different circles than I do. All right. Here's a question for you. Should you drop your traditional bank for Amazon? Amazon expects to start offering checking account like product for consumers who don't already have bank accounts. Other companies like investing platform Stash and student loan refinancer SoFi are also trying to get in the checking account game. So the tech companies naturally are hoping you will jump ship, and not just because checking accounts themselves are such lucrative products for old school banks. Checking accounts were entry points for many customers. And of course, if you had a checking account, the thinking went you'd be more likely to open a savings account, credit cards, etc. But tech companies know how to analyze and exploit your financial data in a way that banks haven't done yet. They can use your data to tailor other product offerings to your financial habits. They're hoping to be a one-stop shop for customers. They could also potentially offer lower fees and actual interest on a checking account. In fact, SoFi's checking account currently in beta offers 1.19% API. So does Charles Schwab's high yield checking account offers over 1%. So, I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on these products, but you're not getting any interest on your current checking accounts. Let's be quite frank. You know, that ship has left. I remember when I actually used to get a little interest on my checking account. Now it's just a pittance, at least on my credit union accounts. All right. There's some desktop suggestions for students. If you've got someone going off to college or someone that's staying home, there's six desktops with each of their own perks and quirks. People without much desk space will want to compare Dell's 27-inch Inspiron 7000 with this year's iMac. With esports on the rise, some of you may want to kit out your dorm with a HP Omen. And about your gaming, you can go straight for the Alienware Area 51. So there's a full guide I have linked up there for you to check out. you can see what fits, what works, what's in the budget, what isn't. There's three article on CNET talking about three VPN deals, one for every budget. So there's a variety here. If you want lifetime VPN, you can get that with RA4W for $15. There's some other ones here too. NordVPN, I like that one. I like NordVPN. I've tested that and like it a lot. So there's a couple here that you can look at, but NordVPN so far for me appears to be a pretty good winner. So anyway, I'll have this up in the show notes for you. All right, how to wirelessly transfer data from a phone to a Windows PC. You do know how to do this, right? Cables are lame. Microsoft knows that. That's why Windows 10 phone capabilities are attempting to bridge the wire gap between your smartphone and your PC. That includes transferring website images and more from your phone to your PC via wireless transfer and by default. So there are some instructions here on how to do that. How to link your phone to your Windows PC. So definitely have that linked up for you to check those instructions out if you're not doing that already. Do you like Tesla? Do you love Tesla? How about a $1,500 surfboard? Limited edition boards are popping up on eBay. And I guess they had 200 and they're already sold out in less than a day. So maybe they can bring some more on. But the boards are made of carbon fiber and can fit into a Tesla Model S, X, and 3. And Tesla also sells more typical branded items like hats and water bottles. But this is the first time they brought a surfboard to the mix. And of course, we know about their $500 flamethrower that they already brought to market. YouTube has made some changes. YouTube's web player now adapts to different aspect ratios. So if you're on a mobile device, you know, you're doing 16:9. Well, what happens when you flip your phone vertical? You can look at some inferior aspect ratios, but they're fixing that. So in March of this year, it removes a formerly permanent 16:9 frame around every video, allowing them to appear larger and better to adjust to different window sizes. And it does some black frame around every video. The black frame around every video has been removed. And it's especially noticeable on vertical videos. So this is pretty cool. Even 16:9 videos have grown in size, meaning the video description in general have been pushed down. So definitely check this out. All of these different sizes are being supported now by YouTube. Well, there's a new scam going around. It's called the fake ISP phone call. You've received a call claiming to be from your internet service provider. The operator claims that your modem is about to expire or that someone has been using your internet connection. They're going to help you, quote unquote, fix this, but you're going to have to give up some cash. And they won't give you anything else. It's a scam. Doesn't matter what these people are calling you. It doesn't matter if these people are calling you from a call center or not. These callers, while they may sound as though they want to help you, they're only trying to get access to your wallet and drain it. So anyway, be aware of that. Warn our significant others, those that are elderly and so forth. How many of you need to use an ergonomic keyboard? I'm one of those that do switch from time to time. I haven't in a while. But if you're looking for an ergonomic keyboard, the folks at MakeUseOf.com have some good ones. The Microsoft Sculpt goes on to the Kinesis Freestyle Blue, the Mistel Barcode, which actually can split and make it wider, the Microsoft Surface Ergonomic, and of course the Kinesis Advantage 2, which is really different. It's a really, really different look. Or the ErgoDox EX. So some major different types of keyboards there to help you with the problems that you may have with your wrist, carpal tunnel, and so forth. You can get a better, definitely prevent some of that pain that you may be going through with, what happened there? That's weird. The page crashed. But anyway, definitely check those out. How many of you know who Michael Collins is? Well, Michael Collins was the Apollo 11 command module pilot. And there's a good article on space.com talking about what it was like as Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin basically took the trip down to the moon. He talks of what it was like to be hanging out and being in orbit waiting for him to get done and the isolation that he felt. But some good commentary here, a perspective that maybe you've never seen before. So I have that link up in the show notes. Of course, there's some great photos from the blue moon eclipse that happened on July 27th. So if any of you got to see that, or if you missed it or didn't even know what was going on, got some cool pictures for you. Link will be up in the show notes. Also, a radioactive molecule has been detected in space. This is the first time this has ever happened. So apparently in the 17th century, astronomers saw a nova shining brightly in the Vulpecula constellation. But while they could see the star with the naked eye, it wasn't until 2013 that astronomers were able to trace an unusual isotopic molecular gas to the stellar event, reigniting interest in nova. Now in a new investigation, an international research team has shown that the nova was likely caused by the merger of two stars and was known as a red nova. And a red nova, two stars merge in an explosive event, cool off, and then in this cool phase produce large amounts of a molecular gas and dust. The team has discovered the molecular gas 26AAAIF, which is a radioisotope of aluminum, 26AA in the remnants of the nova. This is the first time that a radioactive molecule has been detected in space. This is also the first time that an object produced 26AIF has been directly identified. So by observing this, scientists can now better understand how the merger in the CKVUL, as they're calling it, happened. Additionally, studying the merger process shows that a stellar collision like this red nova can expose even the deepest layer of a star. And that in this collision, the researcher team has found that in the low mass binary system that merged, there was a red giant branch star with a mass between 0.8 and 2.5 solar masses. So anyway, cool stuff. Link will be up in the show notes. Game of Thrones. Do you like the River Run Castle? If you did, you can buy it. It's only $657,000 US for those of you in Australia, $886,000 Australian or 500,000 either. I think it's pounds. So, available for sale. Six luxury apartments have been designed inside it. Did you know you can add CarPlay and Android Auto to your older vehicle? It only cost you $348. Pretty slick. And I do personally like CarPlay. And I like Android Auto too. But if you want to try out CarPlay and Android Auto without buying a new car, there's an aftermarket Sony head unit. It's marked down to $348 and can be picked up. So again, aftermarket radio. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Very cool stuff. All right. Looking for a new profession? Have some keyboard skills? Think you could be a white label hacker? Well, good article on PC World, how to hack legally and get paid for it. And even provide you a link to some courses that you can download so that you can become a certified information system security professional, CISSP. This course material will help you ace your CISSP exam and be able to be quote unquote rolled as a white hat hacker. Of course, you got to have skills to be able to do this in the first place. But anyway, the link will be up in the show notes if you want to change professions. Also, do you want to know how to stream music using the Amazon keyword cast? I don't want to say the word Alexa, but Amazon's Alexa cast allows you to broadcast music directly from the Amazon Music app. for Android and iOS to Alexa enabled devices. So a little tutorial on how to do that. Again, you're going to have to go with the Amazon Music Store though for this these playlists. You're not going to get this from your normal, if you're using like Apple Music or something like that. Again, this is how to stream music using Alexa Cast. And pretty cool. I didn't even know that was possible. iHeart has added Spotify-like personalized playlist. I thought iHeart was supposed to be like duplicating radio stuff. So if you like iHeart, it's announced today it's adding a new playlist for users to stream. A weekly updated selection of tunes based on what you listen to. Your weekly mixtape will be refreshed every Monday and will include 30 to 75 songs chosen from for you based on the stations and artists you listen to. Okay. I'm not an iHeart fan, to be honest with you. There's a new phishing scam that targets iPhone users with a fake call to the AppleCare. So Sean Gallagher at Ars Technica reports they received an email that was formatted to look like an official iCloud security warning from Apple. The message had a link to a webpage in southern India, which then forwarded him yet to another webpage made to look like the official Apple support site. The secondary page then used JavaScript to start a dialog box on his phone to start a call. Now, according to this Gallagher, it will also initiate a FaceTime session on an iOS devices. He sent these details along to both Apple and Google security response teams. And but anywhere, there's a way to be aware where you're linking to. Don't follow links in your email unless you absolutely trust them, because it could lead you into Never Never Land. All right, Lyft is starting personal subscriptions to lock in the cost of your favorite trip. And this all access subscriptions that let you ride on a frequent basis for one flat fee. So my kids do this a lot back and forth to where they work. And there's an option now for that Lyft has unveiled that would normally cost, it locks in your fare for a favorite route as long as it would normally cost $25 or less. If you sometimes need a ride to work or the gym, you won't have to worry about prime time spikes. So the feature is available across the U.S. starting today. And the monthly rates vary. We saw an example of $8 per month. That's not necessarily what you'll pay. But again, if you have a route that you go to a lot, like work, you can lock in the rate. And that seems like a great way to do that and know what your fixed cost each month are going to be for transportation. T-Mobile's inked a $3.5 billion deal with Nokia to accelerate its U.S. 5G deployment. And so they're putting infrastructure in place. And Nokia was a winner-winner, chicken dinner on some equipment. The company will help build its nationwide 5G network with 600 megahertz and 28 gigahertz millimeter wave 5G capabilities. And so pretty big deal here for the Nokia folks. How many of you have seen these video where people jumping out of their vehicles while they're still rolling in specifically to Drake's track called My Feelings? Well, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is asking fans to please, please do not participate in the In My Feelings challenge that involves jumping out of a moving car and dancing. Of course, drivers that do this are equally stupid. It's a violation of pretty much all distracted driving laws and will get you a ticket. The video they put on example was some chick that jumped out of her car. She was going too fast and she face planted. So as her car continues to move down the street, I really don't get some of this, but this is how this viral stuff starts. All right, Google Pixel books are up to 24% off at Walmart right now. Let's see, when is the sale going to quit? Do they say? They don't say when the sale is going to be off. But again, a Google Pixel books are 24% off at Walmart. Some more deals here. There's some Android tablets that you could look at if you're getting ready to pick one up for under $100. Includes the Amazon Fire HD 8 tablet, the Amazon Fire 7 Kids Edition tablet, Lenovo Tab 10, RCA Viking Pro, to name a few. Definitely check these out. Great prices. You can't beat it. Also, the $160 Acer Chromebook 11 is just one of several Chromebooks on sale right now. And this deal coincides with a price drop that happened on the Asus Consumer Flip, as well as a couple of other popular Chromebook models that have dropped in price. And you can see these prices on Amazon. Oh, that's cool. You know, oh, yep. So it is on Amazon. So this is where you get these prices and lock in. So if you're looking for a Chromebook, here's an opportunity to snag one up pretty cheap. The Google Pixel 3 rumors, a giant notch, big bezels, and intriguing dock. Well, I'm looking at it, and it looks like the iPhone 10. It really kind of does. I'm sure it won't, but if you're looking at all things Pixel 3 on the Android side, I got an article for you. Also, Moto Z3, not a super review on this phone. Pretty cheap phone as well. Well, not really. It's $499. So the Moto Z3 only got a Verge score of 6.5, which is pretty bad. This is a couple year old phone, so don't get sucked in on this thing, to be honest with you. LG's made another $1,800 signature edition smartphone based on the V35. And if you're looking for a high-end handset, the signature edition series is a modified version of the V30. And signature edition phones are LG's pricey ceramic devices. Again, $1,500 to $1,800 for one of these quote-unquote modified, specialized mobile device. Don't get sucked into this, folks. Really, really, really. Now, don't get sucked into these signature editions. It doesn't make you any more cool. All right, that's going to wrap me up for the content tonight. Got through this a little quicker than I thought it would. Be honest with you, I'm pretty punchy tonight. So it's probably a good reason, good idea to not continue the show too long. Let's see what we got here for comments. So I got an email from Kirk, basically talking about CES. And I am going to be, Kirk, thank you for your input. I am going to be making some changes. I already said we're going to go back to the original thing we were doing last year, but I have a, well, let me just tell you guys. I'm not as excited right now to go to CES as I have been in the past. I don't know why. So I'm more than likely, I'm still going to go do coverage, but not as much and on my terms. And I'll talk more about that, but definitely throttling back. I really am. I was really willing to go all in if we had gotten what we wanted. And as I got to thinking about it, being that we didn't, what's good for Todd? What's good for Geek News Central? And that's, I think, the most important thing. And I have some announcements to make about this as we move forward on exactly what's going on. I did tell Kirk not to book his airline tickets. So I'm teetering here on exactly what I'm going to do and at what level. But more on that later. I get an email from Michael. He says, "Hey, Todd, in case you didn't come across the stack for Monday's show, there's an article talking about Spectrum Charter Cable." They got kicked out of New York? How does that work? New York is officially kicking internet cable provider Spectrum, aka Charter, out of the state. After the company failed to deliver on its fast internet promises, a state required Spectrum to roll high-speed internet across underserved rural areas. when it merged with Time Warner Cable in 2016. What does this really mean? Kick them out. The companies failed to do so after 2 years. Now the state is not only forcing the company to cease operations by revoking its approval of the 2016 merger. The approval was contingent on Charter expanding the Spectrum network, but it's also seeking $3 million in penalties. Spectrum has to keep operating uninterrupted for 60 days while the state finds a new internet provider to service customers. It's unclear what Spectrum is planning to do now, but the state is asking it to come up with a transition plan. The company issued a statement to The Verge saying it has extended the reach of our advanced broadband network to more than 86,000 New York homes and businesses. New York expects the company to expand across to an additional 145,000 home and businesses. New York State's Public Service Commission Chair John B. Rhodes said in a statement, Charter's noncompliance and brazenly disrespectful behavior towards New York State and its customers necessitates the actions taken today seeking court-ordered penalties for its failures in revoking the Charter merger approval. It's huge. Good one. Good one, Michael. Thank you for that link. So keep me advised what they're going to do here. Definitely want some insight on this. All right. I think that's where we come to a wrap tonight. I definitely want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for letting me be away for a couple of shows. Get my jet lag out of me. Right now, as the plan stands, or as my schedule stands right now, I will not be going anywhere until the week of August 20th. And I'll be out for a couple of weeks in August. Texas and a few other places. So I'll keep you advised on that. But right now, tentatively, I'll be flying out of here on the 18th or 19th, something to that effect, and being out for a couple of weeks. But other than that, smooth sailing. We'll keep on kicking it here. Of course, I'll be doing shows on the road, which will be audio only. But until then, audio and video here at the same time, same bad channel. Everyone, thank you for being here. Well, thank you for being part of the Ohana. Definitely email me on your comments and commentary, geeknews@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at geeknews. Everyone, thanks for being here. I'm going to get out, bounce out, and I'm going to probably collapse pretty shortly after the show's over. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time on the Geekness Central podcast. Aloha.